If you call yourself a Christian, born again of the Holy Spirit, and you're at home and you're molesting your children, or you have someone in your family that's a homosexual, an aunt, an uncle, or cousin, whoever it may be, or your father is watching pornography, or your children are watching you doing that, think of the judgment of God if there's no repentance, when God already has warned us.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul once lived in total rebellion against God. His infidelity nearly ended his marriage, and his sin almost destroyed his family. To learn more about how God mercifully helped Raul repair the damage of his actions, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com. Or for a free DVD of his story, call 800-634-9165. Thanks for joining us today for important insight from 2 Peter. As Raul outlines God's clearly established framework for sexual purity, he'll warn against the dangers of disobedience and compromise. You'll see that while the Bible's boundaries for physical intimacy run counter to today's cultural norms, we're still called to holiness. Stay with us for a challenge to honor God in the choices you make in this area of life. Here's Raul Reese now with the second part of the lesson, The Instruction of Sexual Sin.
Let me read from 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 6. He says, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them to destruction, and making them an example to those who afterwards would live ungodly." So the reason that the judgment of God came, it was to set an example and demonstrate the wrath of God on those who practice willfully sin. Bottom line. Then he goes on. "And delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked." Notice that. "For that righteous man, Lot, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless works or deeds. Then, says the Lord, knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment," notice, "for the day of judgment." So you're either a righteous person or you're an unrighteous person. Bottom line. It's not about just being homosexual, lesbian, fornicator, adulterer. It's all unrighteousness. And the wrath of God comes upon people like that. God judges people. Let's look at this sexual activity between the members of the same sex, universally condemned by Scripture. Male homosexuality is forbidden by the law. And guess what? It was punishable by death. In the Old Testament, they had what we call male shrine prostitution that was practiced in the temple. For example, in 1 Kings 14:24, he says, "And there were also perverted persons." The word "perverted persons" there is homosexuals in the land. "They did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he banished the pervert persons or the homosexuals from the land and removed all idols that his fathers had made." God brought judgment in the Old Testament as he will in the New Testament to such people. The word of God is very plain what it says. Another interesting thing I found in the Scripture is that male prostitutes also translated themselves in the term dog. They call them a dog. D-O-G. Check this out in Deuteronomy 23:17. "There shall be no ritual harlot of the daughters of Israel or a perverted one of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the wages of a harlot or the price of a dog." See? "The price of a dog to the house of the Lord your God for any vowed offerings. For Both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. Who's he talking to? To the house of Israel, to those that believe. That's us, Christians, born again of the Holy Spirit. Revelations 22:15. But outside from heaven, listen, are dogs. There's the word dog again. Dogs, sorcerers. The word sorcerer with Galatians chapter 5 here is the word for drug users. They shoot up, they take pills, they snort, whatever they do. Look what he says. But outside are dogs, sorcerers, sexual immoral, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. They never get into the kingdom of God. Never. So he is very consistent in the scriptures. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 4, for example, the men of Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, now therefore they lay down the men of the city and the men of Sodom, both old and young, all people from every quarter surrounded the house of Lot. And they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came into your house tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally, sexually. Old men, young men outside wanting the angels in the house of Lot. Male angels. Bring them out so we can sexually know them. They almost killed Lot. The angels opened the door, got them, but they pulled them back and blinded them. And they wanted to get into the house still. Aggressive. Before the judgment of God came. Think of the perversion that is in the Word of God to teach us that it's not just in our generation. It goes way back to the Old Testament and is brought into the New Testament. How about sexual perversion? Sexual contact condemned in Scripture. For example, adultery. People say, well, you know, homosexual. But how about an adulterer? What does the Bible say about them? Deuteronomy 22:22. If a man is found lying with a woman sexually married to a husband, then both of them shall die. The man that lay with the woman and the woman so you shall put away is evil from Israel. If a young woman who is a virgin is engaged to a husband and a man finds her in the city and lies with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall stone them both to death with stones. That's before even getting married. Before, if you have sex before marriage, that's what would happen to them. How about prostitution? Deuteronomy 23:17. There shall be no ritual harlot of the daughters of Israel or perverted one in the sons of Israel. How about incest in the family? Sons, daughters, father, mothers, cousins. Leviticus 18:6. Check this out. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother you shall never uncover. Parents are never supposed to be nude in front of their children. That's what the Bible teaches. Modesty. Check this out. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife, you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughters of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere or somewhere else. Their nakedness you shall not uncover. A stepfather with his stepdaughter. You can't do that. Look what it says. He says, the nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover. For theirs is your own nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten by your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Brothers and sisters are never ever to have sex together either. Never. Cousins. God forbids it. In the law of God, check this out. He says, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is near kin to you. She's of your family, to your mother. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is wickedness before God. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival or to her sister to uncover her nakedness while the other is alive. So God explains it clearly what we're supposed to be doing. The judgments, for example, of defilement, Leviticus 18:22, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination, men with men. Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it. Nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion. Do not defile yourself with any of these things. For by all these, the nations of the world are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled. Therefore, I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. What does God do? God doesn't just punish people. He punishes nations. Japan is known for pornography big time. When I was in Vietnam, that's where I went for R&R. The Philippines are known for that too. Thailand is known for that too, and child molestation, and all men molesting and abusing little children. That's sick. Child molesters as adulterers and fornicators and homosexuals live the same thing. It's sin. It's sick. He says, do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these nations are defiled by it, and I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled, therefore I will visit the punishment of this iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done who were before you, and thus the land is defiled, lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it has vomited out the nations that were before you. God says, check the records and you'll see the Canaanites, the pagan Canaanites, what they did. Incredible. Israel copied them. And God judged them. God judged them. Check this out. Paul writing to the Corinthian church, okay, New Testament, in chapter 5, verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, such sexual immorality as it should never be mentioned among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife in the church, not outside the church. This was going in the church. Paul wasn't there. He wrote the letter because he heard about it. And you, he says, are puffed up and have not rather mourned or repent that he who has done such a deed might be taken away from among you. He should not be in the church. If he doesn't repent, kick him out. Get rid of him. Look what he says. For I indeed, Paul, as absent in the body but present in the spirit, I already have judged that person who has done such a deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a person, notice, to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Why do we discipline people? Why do we confront people? We don't want to see them go to hell. We want to see repentance. We want to save the soul. So God is the God of grace in the New Testament. Just because God hasn't killed that person doesn't mean God approves of that sin. And in the church, especially if you call yourself a Christian, born again of the Holy Spirit, and you're at home and you're molesting your children, or you have someone in your family that's a homosexual, an aunt, an uncle, or cousin, whoever it may be, or your father is watching pornography, or your children are watching you doing that, think of the judgment of God if there's no repentance. When God already has warned us, it's the penalty of death, eternal death. Check this out in Leviticus 20:13. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. And what does he say? Their blood shall be upon them. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall burn with fire, both he and they, that they may be no wickedness among you. If a man mates with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Now, what is God's requirement, or what is God's purpose in the Bible for male and female? When you go back to the beginning of the book of Genesis, Genesis is still before the law. The law didn't come into when? To Moses. Okay? Till the Ten Commandments. Chapter 20 of Exodus. Check this out. In Genesis chapter 2:18, at the very beginning, before the law was ever given, God established the law of what? Marriage. This is what it says. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. So what does God say? I will make him a helper comparable to him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. See, God saw Adam in the garden with every type of animal, which would be what, if he would marry an animal, that would be theology. And God said, no, this is not the way. He saw the loneliness of men. So what does God do? God, instead of giving him an animal, he makes a woman for him, not a man. Okay, check this out. Verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh in its place. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made it into a woman, Isha. Ish is man, Isha is woman. And he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is not bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. He got so excited when he looked at the giraffes. He said, I forget that stuff, man. When he saw Ish, he goes, oh man, that's right there, that's it. Notice that. This is not bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of the man. Therefore, here it is, a man shall leave his father and his mother. You see, in Adam and Eve had no mother and father. They had only a father, God. But he's needed what? For the future. You see, watch what he says. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be glued to his wife. And the two shall become, not two, one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. And what did he name them? Adam and Eve. Okay? The mother of all living. That's what it means in Hebrew. So it's really important that we get it in our minds as Christians what the Bible teaches in the New Testament and in the Old. Because he says it's a permanent bond. God hates divorce. God hates divorce. Listen to what he says in Matthew 19:6. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined or glued together, okay, let no man separate or divorce. When you take your problems from one place to another place, you'll continue to reap and sow. You got to face the facts the way they are. It's an intimate bond biblically, the Bible says. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, shall be glued unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Make sure you're true to what God's word says. Be a man and a woman of integrity, especially for your children and your grandchildren, because you will reap it big time. Ephesians 4, finally, 21. Check this out. I'll give it to you all. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands. Stop there. Submit? There it is. The word submit is hupotasso. It means to be underneath militarily, under submission. But, check this out. It never, ever, ever says that the wife is to love her husband, right? Check this out. Wives, submit to your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let their wives be to their own husbands in everything. That is, if the husband is the head of the home spiritually, no problem. There's good submission. But if he's a hireling and he's an unbeliever and doesn't know scripture and you're a Christian, listen, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Check this out. Husbands, here he goes. Love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her by the washing of water by the word, which means husbands, you have the responsibility of opening the Bible and reading to your wife scripture and to your children.
Today, as we've explored how God's biblical mandates regarding sexuality greatly differ from the world's current touchstones, we hope you've gained a better understanding of how to proceed in this area of your life. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Rees. Now, if you'd like to hear today's lesson again, we'll be glad to send you a complete CD copy for a donation of $5 or more. Our phone number is 800-634-9165. And when you get in touch with us, ask for Roel's teaching titled The Instruction of Sexual Sin. We'd also like to tell you about a helpful book from Roel titled Impurity, The Naked Truth. It's a resource that provides biblical answers to questions many believers ask about how to honor God when it comes to physical intimacy. As you surrender your own ideas to the parameters of Scripture, you'll also learn to exercise grace toward others while not condoning any sexual sin. Contact us today to order Rawls' insightful guidebook titled Impurity, The Naked Truth. To make your purchase, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165, and we'll send you this resource for a gift of $7.95 plus shipping and handling. That's 800-634-9165. If you'd like, you can order by writing to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We'd also like to tell you about several other ways that you can connect with us here at Somebody Loves You. Our app is easy to download to your iPhone or Android. And now, in addition to Rawls' teaching, you can access digital Bible studies and a convenient scripture reading plan. You'll also want to join Rawl on his YouTube channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time for Straight Talk, a weekly Q&A program that offers Bible-based guidance for daily living. For more insights from God's Word, use iTunes or Spotify to download free podcasts of any Somebody Loves You radio program. And as we continually look for ways to support you in your journey with the Lord, we welcome your feedback. We're committed to praying for you as well, so when you contact us, be sure and share any needs that you have. This ministry is made possible through the partnership of listeners like you. Your generosity helps keep us on the air, and every gift you give is tax deductible. We hope you'll join us again next time as we continue this series in 2 Peter with an empowering look at how your intercessory prayers can make an eternal difference in the lives of the spiritually lost. Here's Roel now once again with the closing comment.
And check this out. That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands, second time, ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Notice what he's saying. For no one ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes it, cherishes it, you cream it, you wash it, you comb it, you stretch it everywhere, whatever. Notice how much we love ourselves. But he nourishes, cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, his flesh and his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be glued unto his wife. The two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery. He's quoting from Genesis. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love, third time, so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Listen, if the husband is loving the wife will respect her husband. And if not, she won't respect you.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.